family. I'm so happy to announce the launch of my brand new premium podcast. It's called Ideas That Matter Plus. This is an exciting new development that we've been working on for some time. This after seeing a lot of you request coming through saying thank you for what we've done and wanting more. Ideas That Matter Plus is a more targeted podcast that focuses on business strategies and more high-level thinking to help highly ambitious entrepreneurs, SMEs, business owners and founders, even the CEOs of big business. It only costs 450 Rand per month and will be coming in, but I mean coming in hot. So, subscribe now to Ideas That Matter Plus, now available on Spotify or Apple Podcast Store. Sayonara.
Hello, family. I hope we're all doing well. I wanted to share this message, which is a bit of a testimony of the value that I received from Vusi and the Club 100 mentorship team, to hopefully inspire anyone who's on the same journey. My name is Remy and I'm from a small town in Ghana, West Africa, and I was Club 100 member number 7. Now, I've not been active in recent months, and if you know the situation in Ghana, you'll understand why, but I'll be back in full action very soon. Now, I got the chance to see Vusi perform in Ghana with Kwame back in March, and when I had my one-on-one with Vusi, I told him I wanted to become recognized as a thought leader in the field of fintech. Vusi gave me an assignment to find 3 thought leaders who I could model my journey after, and he left me with a piece of advice that really resonated. He said, "Success leaves clues." In Ghana, we have a similar saying that goes, "Follow who know road," meaning follow the one who knows the way and has gone the way. I took that advice and I run with it. I spoke at every local engagement I could find, made lots of videos on fintech on YouTube, and today I'm sending you this message from the 18th floor of the Aria Resort in Las Vegas, Nevada, where I have just delivered a keynote to an audience of over 2,500 C-suite bankers on the future of fintech at the Global Financial Brand Forum. I've shared the stage with A-list names like Magic Johnson, Damon John, Chris Skinner, and others that I've only seen on TV. I was flown in by the organizers, picked up in a limo, all expenses paid, which is honestly surreal for someone who never even had an American visa. I have to pinch myself to be sure I'm not dreaming. And you can bet I modeled my speaking, my presentation, even my outfit after the Black Dragon. So I just want to say an immense thank you, Vusi, for inspiring a boy from Teshinungwa in Ghana to aspire to be greater than my background and to make it to the global stage. Iyabonga, Medase.
It's time to take your seat at the table. Find out how with Vusi Tembegwayo as we discuss Ideas That Matter, a catalyst for bold action.
Money follow you, banana fall on you, Prada fall on you, 'cause I'm in love with you, hey, hey.
Hello, family. Hello, family. Yeah, we're back. Oh my God, how long has it been? It feels like forever. It feels like forever. I think we've missed about 5 cycles. Guys, I feel so bad. I just got to tell you, like, before we even get started, I feel so poorly for the fact that I've put you guys on an involuntary diet of the VT podcast, Ideas That Matter. So let's try that again. Hello, family. Hello, family, and welcome to another episode of the VT Podcast. And here, we talk about ideas that matter. If I sound slightly nasally, I apologize. I think it's the end of the year has just completely worn me out. Like, I can actually feel it. I'm just tired. I've never before reached this time of year and was looking forward to work ending. Like, typically at this time of year, I'm so fueled and so fired up for the following year. I'm doing strategies, business plans, calling partners, scheduling things. Now I'm just like, just cancel my meetings. That's kind of the stage I'm at. I'm just at like, cancel my meetings. I don't want to do it, right? But anyway, so here we are. It is the end of year. It is the end of year, and we've survived it. We survived CY22, calendar year 2022. And we did it all together as a family, as a community, as a group, as people who work together, who've built this tribe around each other of people that actually want to do something that is extraordinary and something that is amazing. Now, let me just say, because this is important, that the testimonial you've just heard was completely unsolicited. And thank you, Femi, by the way, for those kind words. You know, when you build a platform like the VT Club 100 and you open yourself up to mentoring others, to teaching others, and to showing others the way, the true fruit of your tree, the outcome of your process, the result of your promise is not what you say you're going to do. It's not even what you do. It's what the people you do it for experience as you do it. And so this incredible testimonial, I mean, from somebody who didn't have an American visa to finding yourself at the Aria Hotel on the main strip in Vegas, and I've stayed at the hotel, I know the hotel well, at the main strip in Vegas speaking alongside Magic Johnson as a subject matter expert on fintech. And in less than a year, my brother, I'm humbled that our journey together and that yours and my time together, I remember the one-on-ones we've had and the conversations we've had. I'm so humbled that you found value in being a part of the VT Club 100 and a part of the community and a part of the process. It's just incredible. And it's just not just incredible for me. I want to make this point clear. It's incredible for the full team of people who work behind the scenes to make VT Club 100 effective, to make VT Club 100 a community, and to make VT Club 100 something efficient that adds value to everybody in the process. So I'm so, so glad. And that, by the way, is not a sales pitch. Like, if you haven't bought into VT Club 100 by now, I ain't even trying to sell it to you. I think you can get the point that there's an immense amount of value, right? So, family, since last we were together, a lot has happened. I've just come off a sojourn. I was out in Nigeria for the first time since COVID, actually. And there's always something about Nigeria. There's always something about the spirit of Nigeria. There's always something about the people of Nigeria. There's always something about the flow of Nigeria and how Nigeria functions and how Nigerians themselves pull themselves towards a community of believers and a community of developers and a community of builders. And I think one of the things every time I'm in Nigeria that stands out for me is that the average Nigerian is not waiting for somebody to save them. That promise has been made and broken so many times that the average Nigerian is not waiting for the government to save them, for big business to save them. They're saving themselves. Now, of course, there are a number of challenges, and this is not a political leaning conversation, but it is to say that there is a reason behind there being so many Nigerians outside of Nigeria living all over the world who will move to a new country and reach the top of their chosen profession, who reach the top of their chosen profession's income streams. It's just that spirit of ownership, of accountability, of personal responsibility. It's that spirit of continuous education, growth, and learning. It's that spirit and resilience that of that hustle mentality. That I'm going to get it done, right? Just amazing. Just amazing. This week, family, in the VT Club 100, I wanted to talk about rest. Rest. You know, we've spoken about a lot of things this year. We've covered a lot of topics. And as we wind down the year, I thought it was just important for us to talk about resting, right? There is a lot of work that's been done on this, but we have now learned from biologists and microbiologists that the brain requires of you to rest and sleep so that the brain can clear out the toxins that you have around the skull and the fluids around the brain. It's actually part of the health process for you to rest. And in today's world of constantly being on and instant communication, in today's world of Insta-messaging and Instagram and Insta-DMs, in today's world of things being constantly and always available, this idea that you can choose to leave that and be unavailable seems antithetical, almost foolish. I want to argue here today that your performance is only going to be as effective as your resting. When I was a little boy, I was in the choir. In fact, I kind of grew up in the choir, really. And you might have been able to tell by, you know, by like my amazing vocals. I always do this thing when I'm like walking through an airport, I'll just like burst into song. And there'll always be somebody who goes, "Oh, you got them vocals, boy, you got them vocals. Hey, I got them chords, I got the chords. I got the pipes," as the young people say. But when I was growing up in the choir, there was this beautiful song we used to sing called A Nuptial Blessing. And the idea behind the song is it's a blessing of your nuptials. It's a blessing of a wedding. So you would sing it at the wedding day. And the song says, "May God bless you, hold and keep you. May God's mercy shine on you." Then it says, "Guide your work and guard your resting. Keep your love forever new. Guide your work and guard your resting." We can't be so driven by the pursuit of more, the accumulation, by the conquest, by the victory, by the building, that we forget that a natural part of the process of work is no work. A natural part of the process of achievement is rest. A natural part of the process of becoming is nothing. Just being. Just existing. So, as we go into this festive season, and especially for those of you here who've had a difficult year, those amongst us who have lost more than we gained, those amongst us who suffer still financial burden, those amongst us whose relationships have been strained, partnerships broken, family relationships destroyed, this is the season to be nothing. This is the moment. This is the season to rest, to just let life happen. And as you find your itchy hands agitate at the crevices of activity, as you find your heart vaulting at the idea of doing the next thing, as you find your spirit growing ever more anxious at the world moving whilst you're standing still, give yourself permission to just be still. As a believer, one of my favorite Bible verses and scriptures is the scripture about Jesus and his apostles as they were on the boat and the storms all around them and waves all over the place. And his apostles, his disciples are around him going, "Yo, Jesus?" I would imagine that's how they would say it today. I don't think that's how they said it 2,000 years ago. You know, I think it might have been, hee, Jesus. But today would have been like, "Yo, dude, you don't see this? You don't see what's going on? You don't see the storms? You don't see all this fire? You don't see all this?" And that's kind of where we are, right? Like in today's world, there's just constant storms around us. And Jesus replies and he says, "Peace. Be still." I got a DM on our social media 3 days ago. And the gent who sent me the DM said the following. He says, "I've been locked out of my office, haven't been able to pay the landlord, haven't been able to pay staff for months. Business is destroyed." And he said the following. He said, But Vusi, I'm fighting so hard, I don't even know what the fight is about anymore. He then asked, he says, what do you think I should do? My response to him would be my advice to those of you listening to this. If you've ever watched a movie, or you've ever seen images of a person that's drowning, have you ever seen what they're doing? If somebody's drowning, what are they doing? Their hands are reaching out to grab something. Their feet are frantically kicking. Their body jostling. Even though cognitively they're aware that you can't grab water, they're reaching out. There are so many of us who, when it feels like you're drowning, rather than simply lie back and allow your body to float, you reach out to grab at nothing. Because when things are going wrong, our mind has us convinced and our survival instinct has us convinced that just activity is better than nothing. So let me do something. And so without a plan or without a strategy, we're clutching, grabbing, reaching into the abyss. I said to this young man, as I will say to you here today, 'tis the season for rest. So, dear friends, family, rest. Just wake up late and let the sun shine on your ass. Have a cup of coffee without checking your emails. Play the old Ray Charles records that your grandfather used to play for you without worrying about melody or tune. In this season of rest, call a friend and not check what time it is. In this season of rest, stop by an old age home. Just spend an hour or two with somebody who has nobody to spend time with. In this, our season of rest, pull over the next time you see a homeless person on the side of the road. Sit next to them and ask them, how did you find yourself here? In this season of rest, be in the moment and just let life happen. You guys are my family. And I don't use that term loosely, I mean it. We're family here. And all of you follow me enough to know what's been happening in my own personal life. You also know, as I would have hoped by now you've surmised, that perhaps the reason the VT podcast is so popular is because I share with you the wisdoms that I'm hoping somebody would have shared with me. I offer you the words of comfort that I myself need to hear. And for me, after this arduous year, 'tis the season for rest. That's it, friends. That's our podcast for this week. You want to find out about the VT Club 100? Go to vtclub100.com. We've just relaunched our My Growth Fund website. Go to mygrowthfund.co. mygrowthfund.co. We're very excited at what the future looks like. And I'm very excited to build with you again. Sayonara.
This podcast was proudly brought to you by My Growth Fund in partnership with Sound and Sounds Media. To have your podcast recorded, send an email to info@soundandsounds.co.za. That's info@soundandsounds.co.za.